Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To the Character Chronicles, the people show, checking the pulse of an excited, busy Husker Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my gut reaction to Troy Dannon being named the athletic director here at the University of Nebraska. Now, the family and I are on spring break, hence the beautiful background. Hey, they say if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. So I'm technically still on vacation even while I'm doing this, right? Okay, so Troy Dannon. All right, first of all, Matt Rhule said, and I quote, "We took a step forward today," end quote. Now, I'm going to cover a whole bunch of things in this video. Admittedly, I had to educate myself as quickly and as fully as I could on our new AED, so I'm going to do the best I can with that. If I'm a bit all over the place, just bear with me. Let's have some fun together. Also, we pretty much know, for the most part, who our next president is going to be here at the University of Nebraska. We have a priority candidate, a president, again, going to be covering a bunch of stuff. All right, real quick, smash that like button if you're excited that Matt Rhule not only has positive things to say, of course, okay, but he has a history on a professional level from his time at Temple, okay, with our new athletic director, and Rhule does. He seems legit excited about our new AD, and also smash that like button if you're excited that the leadership here at Nebraska has stepped it up. Now, real quick, put out a lot of content recently. It's been about a week ago, but it kind of got buried with the Trev Alberts gut reaction. If you missed my quarterback Dylan Raiola show, go back and check that out. But I literally just put out like 90 minutes ago one of my favorite interviews I've ever done. If you don't go back and check out anything that we've done recently, check out my interview with interim AD Dennis LeBlanc. Okay, truly one of my favorite interviews ever. Smart, intelligent, articulate, raw, okay, and hilarious. He talks about briefly Will Compton, yours truly as well, but he shares some hilarious stories about Tom Osborne, Christian Peter, and just a great interview. Check that out if you get a chance. And obviously there's going to be new stuff coming up real soon. We're going to have a new president. Okay, there's a 30-day vetting period, but it's probably going to be a gut reaction to that. Possible gut reactions to men's and women's Nebraska basketball games versus Texas A&M in the NCAA tournament on Friday. If you haven't done so yet, ladies and gentlemen, hit the subscribe button so you don't miss anything here on the Character Chronicles. Now, I'm going to go to some screen grabs that I took. Okay, in a span of 60 minutes this morning, this is via Mitch Sherman, Nebraska has found its president in Jeffrey Gold, if I hadn't said his name yet, and its AD in Troy Dannon. All right, Nebraska football coach Matt Rhule says he talked with Troy Dannon about the AD job. Rhule is excited to work with Dannon, who wants to get back to his Midwestern roots. Okay, the coach said, and understands the lofty expectations at Nebraska. Now, real quick, kind of getting to the president thing of this real quick, and we're going to do a whole nother video on this eventually. Okay, the Nebraska Board of Regents picked Dr. Jeffrey Gold, chancellor at UNMC, to become the priority candidate of the university system. Dr. Gold, okay, let's see, I'm sorry, Regent Jim Scheer of Norfolk said, "We're not on the moon, so it's not a step for mankind, but as sure as hell is a step for Nebraska." Okay, Regent Rob Schaefer of Beatrice gives a long kudos to interim president Chris Kaborik, says he's going to be a leader of the university someday, and I hope of a university someday, and I hope it's here. Now, the Regents voted 8-0 to approve Gold as the priority candidate. All right, student Regents vote 4-0, but their vote doesn't officially count, just to be clear. But the Regents Schaefer and Tim Clear, they did actually leave the room, okay, to go make that phone call to Dr. Gold today. Gold has accepted. The clock has started on a 30-day vetting period. There will be more info about public forms posted shortly, okay, in the near future, I should say. Now, back to the AD. Okay, and I did some quick research, I learned about him, but I just kind of scanned online. Why not? Everything you read online is 100% true and everyone's unbiased and nobody's a keyboard warrior, right? Now, I actually do love this account, at Coronation, John Johnson does a great job. He just posed a question I thought was interesting. Does it bother anyone that this new AD guy was at Washington for only 5 months? Now, this was a funny response. One guy goes, "Make his buyout $800 million and I'll be good with it." But some of the other responses, Dr. Rob Zadica flat out said no. okay, ruler of Husker Nation on Twitter, said got two promotions within that time frame and moving close to home. Tulane to Washington to Nebraska. Quite the promotions, okay? James Stevenson on Twitter, no, his whole family and his wife is from Iowa. Nebraska is a dream gig for him for that reason, okay? Vansity Skur, I hope I said that right on Twitter, was also the AD at Tulane for 8 years, so he has been someplace for a pretty long period of time, darn near a decade. Zach McLeod on Twitter says, no, he wants to be closer to family and home. Loyalty didn't keep the last guy here. Why should we worry about that right now? It's just a different world, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, back to what Rule had to say on our new AD. And I quote, I'm so fired up about this hire. Interim President Kaborik has found exactly the right person to lead the Huskers forward. Troy sees what we see, that Nebraska is a special place with special people, a great vision, and the courage to be unabashed. Great word about wanting to win across the board. The fact that someone of Troy's caliber wants to join Nebraska will light a fire across our entire department. Let's go, end quote. All right, a little bit more from Coach Rule on Troy. Quote, and I quote, I think Troy fits all the criteria that I think we're looking for. He's an accomplished athletic director. He knows the issues facing college football. He's an unbelievable guy. It's no slight to the University of Washington, which is an unbelievable place. My sister's alma mater, not mine. This is Coach Rule talking, but I just know that he wanted to come home. He wanted to be here. I'm fired up. I'm excited to have him. I think the University of Nebraska took a step forward today. All right. Now, I'll be honest. I didn't know hardly anything about our new athletic director, okay? So I did some research, but before we dive into that research and we learn a little bit more together, okay, and then I give you some thoughts, check out dpsconstruction.net. If you're looking at have work done in the Omaha metro area, go to dpsconstruction.net. If you're looking for a great employer, if this is up your alley as far as your line of work, again, dpsconstruction at dpsconstruction.net. Now here's some of the research I was able to do. By the way, my wife didn't want me to wear the sunglasses because she's recording and she didn't want her beautiful face to be seen on camera. My wife does a great job behind the scenes. All right. University of Nebraska Interim President Chris Kaborik announced today that he has named Troy Dannon a leading voice in college collegiate athletics with extensive experience as an athletic director and a deep ties to the Midwest and Big Ten as Nebraska's next AD effective Friday. All right. Dannon currently serves as Director of Athletics at the University of Washington, a fellow Big Ten institution. Previously, he was an AD at Tulane, and before that, led athletics at his alma mater, the University of Northern Iowa. Dannon brings Midwestern roots, having grown up on a farm.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Just outside Marshalltown, Iowa. I hope I said that right. Okay. And I quote, from my first conversation with Dan, and I knew he was a perfect fit for Nebraska, end quote, Kaborik said. He is a fierce competitor. He holds himself and his programs to uncommonly high standards, and he cares personally about the success of student athletes in sports, school, and life. Troy sees the vision and momentum we have here, from our bold investments in facilities to our success in the classroom to our bold plan to elevate our national reputation and competitiveness, and he is excited to be a part of it. I am thrilled that we found someone who is 100% aligned with our high expectations and will be all in on Nebraska. Now, I've got more info, but just a couple of thoughts real quick. I think it is important that Matt Rhule's on board. Now, we got to get the football program going in the right direction, but it seems to be going that way. And Matt Rhule is that guy, and he has said that he wants to be here. And the AD and the football coach, let's be honest, they tend to go hand in hand, okay? And so I like these. Of course, he's going to say positive things, but it feels legit. It feels real. He had conversations before he was hired, and I guarantee Rhule was like, hey, man, they got high expectations here. Hey, this is a special place. Like, if you want to be a part of it, you got to really want to be a part of it. Okay, and it's pretty clear the Rhule feels good about all of those things. So that's something that I genuinely feel good about at this very early stage, very early moment. I have had some textual exchanges, some conversations briefly with people. Okay, it's all been positive so far. But I like that it seems that our new athletic director understands what Nebraska is about. He wants to be here because of family ties closely. We'll ignore that they're from Iowa, wink, wink. Close enough, if you will. And he seems to be, from what I understand, on board with those important things. All right, let's move on. Dannon has been at Washington since 2023. He's also in his fourth year as a chair of the NCAA Football Competition Committee and as an executive committee member of the Football Oversight Committee. A lot of committees in there. From 2021 through 2023, Dannon served on the NCAA Constitution Committee and then the Division I Transformation Committee as one of a small group of chancellors, presidents, directors of athletic commissioners, and faculty athletic representatives across all three NCAA divisions tasked with charting a future path for college athletics. In 2022, Dannon was a finalist for the Sports Business Journal's Athletic Director of the Year Award, and he received the Distinguished American Award by the Sugar Bowl chapter of the National Football Foundation. Now, I'm not going to pretend to know what all those things are. Okay, I know some of them, not all of them. Here's what I'll tell you. Those are good indicators when you have things like that that you can put on your resume. When you're going somewhere new and people are trying to learn about you, makes a good impression. All right, he arrived at Washington after serving as director of athletics in Tulane since 2015. While at Tulane, the Green Wave student athletes earned 49 All-American honors, won a national championship, 21 conference championships, and earned 41 postseason appearances. In 2023, Tulane football has been on the rise. If you haven't been following them, they darn near made a New Year's Six bowl game again last year, like they did 2 years ago. In 2022-2023, Tulane football won their first American Athletic Football Conference championship and won the Cotton Bowl over USC, who was ranked ninth in the nation at the time. All right, two short paragraphs left. Dannon spearheaded fundraising efforts, and this is going to apply to what's been going on here at Nebraska, okay? Dannon spearheaded fundraising efforts and numerous capital projects at Tulane. He helped secure the largest unrestricted gift in Tulane athletics history, an endowment gift which funds the operation of a new sport, sailing, I like that, and a $10 million lead gift for capital renovations, which is the second largest gift in department history. In addition, marketing and licensing revenue grew fourfold. And in 2023, Tulane football, basketball, and volleyball set ticket sales and revenue records under Dannon's leadership. The Green Wave Club annual fund grew by 40% in terms of donors and 45% in terms of dollars. I don't know if people know this, and I don't know if people want to admit this. Being a fundraiser is a huge part of being an athletic director. It's ginormous. Okay, so as I learn more about him, it's hard to learn much from his time at Washington. It was short, but you learn a lot of great things from his time at Tulane, which is why Washington hired him. Okay, and it's why Nebraska went after him as well. Increases in fundraising and major gift donors positively impacted capital projects, development, and completion of $13 million renovation to the Riley Natatorium. Hope I did that justice, trying to pronounce it right. Home of the swimming and diving program, as well as an $8 million in renovations to locker rooms and the Wilson Center Sports Medicine Center were completed in 2023. Dannon also oversaw construction of a new dining facility, weight room, basketball, and volleyball locker room. Tulane also completed a $2.4 million academic center renovation, a $5 million television and digital production center. Now, I tried to read that quickly because there was a lot of information, so I tried to go fast. I don't know if I paused at all the appropriate commas and periods and everything, but I tried to go quick. If you think about what's been going on in Nebraska, if you think about what we're trying to do with the future here in Nebraska, a lot of that applies directly, and it makes a lot of sense, okay? Now again, it's very early on, but I've heard nothing but positive things, I've heard nothing but good things, okay? There's always going to be concerns, but those are always going to exist no matter what, especially with a new unknown person that we're trying to educate ourselves a little bit more about. But I have received multiple texts, honestly, from some of the AD candidates who didn't get the job themselves, okay? And they had nothing but great things to say. All right. I think initially, I feel like it's a good hire. How do I say this without this sounding like a shot? And I know some people are openly taking shots at Trev. That is not my intent. Maybe Trev leaving was for the better across the board when it comes to, we have someone who seems to want to be here now. We have someone who, and then Matt Rhule and Trev were on the same page, or seemingly so before. Matt Rhule's excited about it. Someone who seemingly wants to be here. He has roots here locally. Okay, family locally. And a lot of what he's done is similar to what Nebraska was doing. Okay, as we know, Trev was kind of seeking out other jobs at points in time while he was here. Okay, that just is what it is. And I feel like we, from all indications early on, we may have someone who's a little bit more on board for the long term going forward. At least that's my initial impression. All right, ladies and gentlemen, questions for you fine folks at home. Let me know in the comments below, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Number one, do you like this hire? Just simply put yes or no. If you want to elaborate, go ahead. Number two, do you like who it appears our next president is going to be? And keep in mind, all 8 Borgia regents voted him to be our next president or our priority candidate. And I've seen nothing but positive things online about him so far. Number three, do you like how our leadership at Nebraska has responded since Trev Alberts did leave? All right, until next time, Husker Nation, go big red. And always remember to throw the ball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.